USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. The studies that prompted the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention to change their mask guidance for vaccinated persons are not available, a spokesperson told the Epoch Times on Wednesday. They have not been published yet, the spokesperson said. Dr. Rochelle Walensky, the CDC's director, told reporters on Tuesday that she had seen new scientific data from recent outbreak investigations indicating the Delta variant of the virus was presenting more uniquely than other strains. A Virginia police officer who was fired after storming the U.S. Capitol was jailed Wednesday by a federal judge because he ordered a large stockpile of guns and ammunition after his January arrest and posted online in support of future political violence. Thomas Robertson was one of the first rioters charged by the Justice Department. This is USA Radio News.
If you drive a car, truck, SUV, or vehicle of any kind, you need GetUpside, the free gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. That's right. With the free GetUpside gas app, you can get up to 25 cents a gallon cash back every time you buy gas. Nearly 3 million people have earned cash back with GetUpside just for buying gas.
I always use GetUpside. Some months, I make $200 to $300.
I love getting money back for things I use every day. It's just free money for buying gas.
There's no catch. It's simple. And you get your cash back right away.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents per gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code BEACH for a 25 cent per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 50 cents a gallon on your next fill up. You can cash out anytime to PayPal or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Earn cash back on gas on every fill up. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code BEACH for a 25 cent per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code BEACH.
The Senate voted Wednesday night to begin work on a nearly $1 trillion national infrastructure plan, acting with sudden speed after weeks of fits and starts once the White House and a bipartisan group of senators agreed on major provisions of the package that's key to President Joe Biden's agenda. Biden welcomed the accord as one that would show America can do big things.
Looks like you reached a bipartisan agreement on infrastructure. Fancy word for bridges, roads. Transit system, high-speed internet, clean drinking water, cleaning up and capping the orphan wells.
Ford overcame the effects of the chip shortage to post a narrow profit in the second quarter. Ford earned net income of $561 million in the quarter, about half of what it earned a year earlier, despite the impact of the pandemic, which shut down many of its factories and dealerships during that period. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Walt Disney World will require all guests over the age of 2 to wear masks indoors, regardless of their vaccination status, beginning Friday. Disney buses, monorail, and Disney Skyliner are areas included in the updated mask guidelines posted on the theme park's website. Texas Senator Ted Cruz says Biden has let the border become a super spreader event.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott has moved to stop the transportation of illegal migrants in his state. His executive order bans the ground transportation of those released into the country to await court dates or processing, and only allows for them to be moved by law enforcement officials. Senator Ted Cruz says that President Biden has allowed the crisis at the southern border to become a super spreader event. The Texas Republican tells Fox News that the White House's policies have allowed the virus to spread in border states.
The Biden administration has released over 50,000 illegal aliens without even giving them a court date. Just release them, and you know what? They're asked to report into ICE. About 13% of them report into ICE. It's spreading COVID in our communities, and I'll tell you right now, the election of Joe Biden becoming president of this country was a COVID super spreader event because they're releasing illegal aliens in South Texas and all across the country with COVID, and they're spreading COVID, and yet their radical policies, they don't want to do anything to protect us.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.